Employees of both the FFA and the TSA in Springfield continue to work without pay as the national government shutdown continues. Kent Boyd, spokesperson for the Springfield-Branson National Airport, says the airport is functioning smoothly at this time, but travelers could see slowdowns if the government shutdown persists.
It's going to be largely a question of how long can they afford to come to work while they're not being paid. If the shutdown goes on long enough, one might think that some folks would have to start making some tough decisions about finances.
Boyd says the TSA has publicly announced it has a plan in case the shutdown continues. The airport cannot do anything to fix the situation in Washington, he said, but it will continue to inform the public of any updates. Boyd advises passengers to keep track of what's going on and to get to the airport 2 or more hours early for their planned flights. The government is partially shut down because Democrats in Congress and the White House could not agree on funding over border security. For KSMU News, I'm Megan Burke.